The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 5, and this is letter number 1354. This is dated Baruch Hashem Yud Ches Tevis, the 18th of Tev Tovshin, Brooklyn, New York, with all the great titles to Rav Shlomo Yosef Shiichia Zevin. He was a Chabad Chassid, a very renowned rabbi. He was the author or headed part of the Encyclopedia Talmudit, you know. And, so the Rebbe writes to him peace and blessing. As of now, the Rebbe says, I have not yet received the volumes of the Encyclopedia that you have sent to me. Meantime, I'm sure that you received the Piskei Dinim and also the volumes of the Chemetz that we sent you from here. The Rebbe published at the time the book of this day Chemed, and as well as the Piskei Dinim, I guess must be from the Tzemach Tzedek. Now this that you write, as far as being careful, etc., and the times that I work over here, maybe he was writing to the Rebbe to be careful with his health and things like that, and maybe along those lines. So the Rebbe says, in most cases, that's not something which I'm in control, that is up to me. What can I do and to take away more from the time? It's impossible, because without even this, everybody is coming with complaints. How come I don't answer them immediately? Why is my response delayed? Why aren't we printing and publishing the Maimorim and the Sichas? Why is there no money in the funds? And why don't I have helpers, etc., etc.? And it's all understood, the arguments, the complaints are to me. So let it be the will of Hashem that everything should be for the good, and the strength and the time that we have should be utilized for matters of value, with blessings for good health and success in your work. And the Rebbe is making some comments in the discussion. The Rambam Reish Perik Daled Deis, the Rebbe says, seems to me that there is a letter missing over there. It's supposed to be Medarkei Avodas Hashem Hu, as it appears also in the end of chapter 3, instead of Medarkei Hashem Avodas Hashem. The Rebbe also sends him a copy of the public letter that he sent for you to Kislev, and I am hopeful that this is going to interest you. Further, Rebbe says, I've already asked the chief rabbi some time ago if they had made some fixed corrections so that people should be able to travel in the Jewish boats, because they travel also on Shabbos, and I did not receive an answer. Perhaps you may know if something has been done about it, because people sometimes ask me with this question, so I want to know what's going on, so I know what to say. As we know, the Rebbe spearheaded the ideas that these boats cannot just as is travel on Shabbos. Some people were saying that doesn't involve, you know, a desecration of Shabbos, and the Rebbe strongly disagreed. And one of the answers Rebbe said was that, you know, those say that it's okay either if they know how to learn, but they don't know technology, and those know who technology don't know the laws. But Rebbe said, I know both. So therefore, in the Rebbe's views, it was not permissible, and the Rebbe wanted it to be fixed, and through different ways, and the Rebbe was trying to find out what's going on, if they did fix it.